Matthew is the book we'll focus on tonight. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 36 is going to be our focus. If Jesus were to speak directly to you, would you do what Jesus said? Thank you. Thank you very much. One of us would. I'm going to ask the question again. If you were looking Jesus in the eye, let's make it a little more real. Standing face to face with Jesus, and He told you something that you're supposed to do, would you do it? Yes. All right. Well, you are looking tonight, Jesus, straight in the eye. As we open the book of Matthew, chapter 22. And we're going to start in verse 35. And to give you background, the Pharisees, the Sadducees have teamed up against Jesus. They're trying to trick Him. So they ask Him a question. And we pick up that question in verse 35. Would you stand with me as we read? As we hear directly from Jesus. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked Him a question, testing Him, and say, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Let's pray. Our Father, O Lord, we ask for Your guidance and direction tonight as we look into Your Word. Lord, speak to us directly. Speak to the hearts of every individual here. For Lord, we desire to hear from You. I pray that You will help us. Make us mindful, Lord, that the two most important commands that You have given us are to love God and to love people. Lord, help us to put that into practice. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Last week, I gave you a challenge. I called it the Love Challenge. And that challenge was this: to be a blessing to someone by sharing an act of God's love with them. Okay? And I ask you to email me and share with me how that happened in your life. Okay? And I want you to understand, I'm not asking you to email me as if to brag, "Well, this is what I done." That's not it. But I truly believe, first of all, that when you email me, it's an encouragement to me as your pastor to know that the people of Victory are putting this stuff into practice. You're not just coming to church, you know, but when you go out there, you're doing your best to make a difference. The second thing it does is it encourages other people. Because people will look at you and say, "Well, if he can do it, or if she can do it, I can sure do it." And so understand, it's not a bragging thing. It's an encouragement thing. And so I ask you to email me on how you did. And several of you did that very thing. And I want to say thank you so very much. And I want to share with you what some of our people have done. And I know there are some of you who did and you didn't share. And that's okay. I'm not singling anybody out. I've tried, in case you didn't want your name broadcast, I've tried to make it generic. And so we're going to refer to those who shared their act of kindness with me. I will just use it as, or say members of Victory, or young ladies, or men, or young men, okay? First, the first email that I received this week was from a lady of Victory. And this lady said, I had to go to Glassmax this morning to get a crack in our windshield repaired. Now imagine, if you will, it's Monday morning. And the first thing you're going to do to start your week is go get a crack in your windshield fixed, right? What a good start of the week. But this lady met a young man. Said the young man that helped me was Hispanic and very nice and polite. He spoke English, but not great. It just so happened that I had some Hispanic tracks in our vehicle. Anyway, I talked to him about the Lord and asked him if he knew the Lord as his Savior. And with a smile on his face, he said, yes, I do. Amen. So I gave him two tracts. What a great way to start a Monday morning. Yeah, isn't that good? I mean, you know, you could go to the glass place to get a cracked windshield fixed with a bad attitude, or you could say, I'm going to use it for the glory of God. Good job. Man of Victory. Brother Doug, I came to the Aquatic Center for therapy. And I asked a college student who was a lifeguard where she attended church. I asked a college student who was a lifeguard where she attended church, and she was looking for a church. Wow, imagine how God works that out. I told her about our college ministry and invited her to come on Wednesday nights at 5 p.m. for food for her body and food for her soul. And she smiled and said she'll have to come check it out. Praise God. Amen. See, this is where we say amen, right? Can you say amen? There we go. Let me hear you. Right? I'm reminded, and I say this very respectfully about this person. Okay? He's an older man of Victory. Right? I didn't say he was an old man. See, he's an older man. Fine gentleman. But you know what really caught my eye? Here's an older man of Victory trying to witness to a college student. Most people would say, oh, they're not going to listen to me. Oh, they're too young. No, this man said, I'm going to share with this college student. 2 Timothy 4:12. Preach the word, be ready, or be instant in season and out of season. Thank you for being in season and out of season, ready to share the Lord. Praise God. Another young lady says, I have a co-worker that just went through a divorce. I'd not talked to her about it since she hadn't mentioned it to me. I sent her a text last night letting her know I was thinking about her and that I was here if she needed anything. Just an ear to listen or help in moving, etc. I also invited her to church. Her response was very appreciative. She thought it was very sweet for me to check on her and gave me an update on how she was doing and how they were handling things. She confirmed where we attended church and said that she might meet me there Sunday. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You realize, you know, and when I made that assignment, you might have thought, I can't do that sort of thing. Do you realize a lot of people just need somebody to care? Somebody who will give them an ear, somebody who will listen. You don't have to have all the answers to everything. All you have to do is just be willing to take the time to care about people. That's what loving your neighbor is about. Same young lady said, I also reached out to some church members, and I won't name the church members, but they were church members at Victory who are experiencing health problems to see how they were doing. I told her we were praying for them and asked if I could help them out in some way, even if it was only running errands. And those church members said, you don't know how much this call means to us. She provided an update on their health status and asked us to continue to pray for them. She seemed very touched. You know, You don't know how the smallest thing that you can do, a call, a card, you don't know the difference that that will make in the life of somebody who needs to be encouraged. Thank you. Thank you for being an encourager. These testimonies meant so much to me. I hope they're blessing you too, okay? Another man said, I saw a retired custodian that worked at one of the local schools that I recognized this morning. I said hi to him. He informed me that it was his birthday. So he had come to eat birthday breakfast. And so I asked if I could purchase the meal for him today, which he allowed me to do and thanked me about four times before he got out of the restaurants. Thank you for being a blessing. The little things. The little things. Thank you. An act of kindness both brightened your day and the day of this person. Young lady in the Victory family. I said, Brother Doug, I'm not exactly sure if this fits within the challenge you set for us on Sunday evening, but it was outside of my comfort zone, so I wanted to share. Yes, and I'll answer that question up front. Yes, this is exactly what I was hoping and praying for. It says, today for school, I had an exam that was pretty tough, but I was proud of the grade that I had made, but the majority of my class was not. One of the guys in my class that I talked to on occasion walked by me and I asked him how it went for him. And he said he didn't want to talk about it. Understandable. So I walked off and a little while later he came and found me and apologized and then unloaded about how he gets so anxious before exams. And all the studying he does just leaves his mind and he panics while testing, even though he knows the material. I completely understood because I used to be awful at the same thing before I started giving every test to the Lord before I take it. So I took the opportunity to tell him that I used to experience the exact same thing. But what's changed for me is I continually pray during my exams. I pray before I began, and I pray when I start feeling anxious during it. I pray to bring myself peace and clear my mind. He seemed to really take it into consideration, which felt like a small victory. I've also reached out to him and invited him to my 3-person study group. And hopefully I can continue to step out of my comfort zone for the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1:4, I'm reminded. And speaking of God who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. You know what? There's something about sharing with people that are going through things that you've already been through. They don't want to hear from people who have never been through it. They don't want to hear, I understand, from people who've never walked in those shoes. But when somebody say, I know exactly where you are. I know what you're going through. And here's what I did. It makes a profound difference in the lives of those individuals. Praise the Lord. Good job. Good job. Husband and wife. A woman sitting on the sidewalk outside Burger King today asked for a couple of dollars. We asked if she was hungry and that we would buy her a meal. She told us what she wanted and took a seat inside. Afterwards, she asked if we could drive her to Walgreens. We had a piece of furniture in the back of our car seat. In the back of our car, the car seats were folded down, so no extra seats. What would most people do? I'm sorry, we don't have room. Not this couple. So my husband suggested that I drive her to Walgreens while he was at Burger King. He thought she would feel more at ease with me. Amen. Amen. She was very quiet, but offered a sincere thank you. Her eyes spoke more clearly than her lips. It was an humbling experience for all of us. Praise God. Praise God. A lady at Victory. Okay? I spent time visiting with a former co-worker dealing with Parkinson's. And her husband also on a walker yesterday. She was wanting a disabled placard. Yeah, a disabled placard for handicapped parking for the doctor appointments. I volunteered to go to the revenue office for her. Can you imagine anybody volunteering to go to the revenue office? I'm sorry, this is an act of love. I volunteered to go to the revenue office for her. Unfortunately, specific items were lacking from her paperwork, and I was unable to obtain the placard for her. But she was nonetheless touched by my time and willingness to assist. Much better that I dealt with the rain, the traffic, and the revenue office wait time than her. Now she knows exactly what she needed. It was a small act of kindness, but it meant much to her. Amen. Amen. Great job. Great job. A man of victory. This was not the way I pictured my homework assignment or what I'd planned or who I was planning to visit with. But that's okay. God does this all the time anyway. My physical therapist has an interim working for him. She is a Christian and shared with me last week a God story that happened to her. She had no idea of something that has been going on in my mind and heart. After she shared last week, it brought me to more prayer and thanking God for His patience with me. She did my therapy again on Tuesday, and I told her that I appreciated her sharing the story and how it had helped me. Her reaction was thankfulness. She was really glad I told her. She stated that sometimes she doesn't share because she's worried about how others will react, especially if they are not a Christian. She was not sure my thoughts the day she shared because we were not together very long when I'm there. And she does not work on me every session. I was glad she got to work with me again so I could tell her how it helped me to hear that story. As usual, I feel I was more blessed than she was through the story. Listen, when somebody blesses you, let them know. Because blessers need to be encouraged, right? Those who are blessing, those who are out there sharing the love of God, let them know. Say thank you. Let them know what it means to you. Good job. Good job. From another man of victory. We have a new employee or a newer employee at work who had been out sick for a couple of days. And he texted me to tell me he needed a few more days off. He informed me that his grandfather had passed away. I told him I was sorry for his loss and that I was praying for him and for his family. I followed up with him over the next couple of days and offered help and prayer to him. He returned to work on Friday and he pulled me aside and said, "Thank you for keeping in contact with me while I was off." I could tell that he wanted to talk more, so we walked to a quieter area, and he thanked me again. He began to be a little emotional about his loss and thanked me again. He told me he has had issues with drugs in the past and that he had been to prison. He told me that he's been clean now for 2 years and that he had moved to Conway to get away from his past. He told me that he had struggled with his confidence because he feels that people treat him differently because he's a felon. We talked for a few more minutes, and he thanked me again and told me he appreciated me for showing him respect and treating him like anybody else. I didn't go into the conversation thinking of your challenge to show God's love, but it seems that it ended that way. You know what? God loves felons too. Listen. Isn't this who we want to be? Good job. Thank you so much for sharing. What are you doing? You're sharing God's love. Again, I read to you what Jesus said. The two most important commandments. First and foremost, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You see, the thing about loving your neighbor is that you've got to know how to love your neighbor. Who is your neighbor first? Anybody you come in contact with, that's your neighbor. Honestly, we become lax. We become comfortable where we are. And we get real good at looking over people, speaking of myself included. But the reality is, we can talk about love, but the reality is that if we truly love someone, we're going to show it. That's the only way it can be realized is when love is demonstrated. Otherwise, it's nothing more than words. You know, and whether we're talking about in a marriage or just in general, I can say I love you all I want to say it. But until you see it, you're not really going to buy into it. And that's the way the world is. That's where those outside the church. And we look at Jesus as our great example in John 3:16. Said, "For God so loved the world." For God so loved the world. When it says, "For God so loved," the meaning of that phrase is, this is how God loved. God demonstrated that love. This is the way God loved the world. How? He gave. He gave. Love always involves giving. Always. Always. Sometimes it involves giving things you don't really want to give, but it always involves giving. And most of the time, there's a cost involved. You see, God, He gave His only Son. The people that we read about today, the testimonies that were shared, they gave their time. They gave their money. They just took the time to care, but they had to give something. My question to you tonight, to all of us, what are you willing to give to demonstrate the love of God? Are you willing to get out of your comfort zone? You know, I believe it's really comfortable to go to church and not worry about it until we're supposed to go back the next time. Are you willing to give your time just to listen to somebody talk? Are you willing to give your money to buy a meal for the hungry or simply to help somebody in need? If we're going to love, we've got to be willing to give. Amen? This is sowing and reaping month, right? All about sowing and reaping. If you're going to sow spiritual seed, it requires loving people. There's no other option. But you have to understand there's a purpose. What's the point? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that, there's your purpose, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know what the purpose of God giving Jesus as a sacrifice for our sin was? That purpose was to keep people out of hell. That purpose was because He loved us. And He knew the fact that we're going to spend eternity somewhere. And so He gave His only begotten Son so that we could have an eternity in heaven. That was the point. Why should you love? Number one, why should you love? Because hell is real. I'm going to say that again. Hell is real. Right? And if we don't demonstrate the love of God to this world, people are going to spend eternity there. Right? First. Second reason for you to love. Because there are a lot of people struggling today. I don't have to look very far to find people who are hurting, to find people who are afraid, to find people who just need somebody to listen. Maybe people who have lost loved ones. Maybe people that are going through a life crisis. Whatever's the case. But they just need someone to care. And as a pastor, I've discovered I don't have to have all the answers. I just have to listen a lot. And I have to care enough to give them a little time. That's the second reason that we need to love. Third reason, it's a little bit selfish. It's because you need it. Okay? Here's the thing. I have never blessed someone else without I myself being blessed. It always seems that I get more by giving than the person who's receiving. When I can walk away from a person knowing that I have made some difference in their life, and I may not know the extent of that difference, but I know that I've made a difference by an act of love, it blesses me. And it'll bless you too. So, you'd never guess. There's a new challenge this week. Come on. Amen. Again, I appreciate those so much that participated last week. I want to challenge more participation next week. Okay? I want you to do it again. I want you to go into next week very deliberate, looking for an opportunity to share the love of Jesus. Okay? Now listen, don't just bless somebody. If you meet somebody on the street, don't just bless them and walk away. Bless them and mention Jesus, okay? Tell them about Jesus. Tell them why you're doing it. But love has to be demonstrated. So I'm going to ask you, first of all, let's do it again. All right? And I want more testimonies next week. All right? Then I'm going to ask you, if you do it, to email me. Doug.Hambrick@yahoo.com. Right? Not hard. Doug.Hambrick@yahoo.com. And share with me what you did. And again, I reemphasize, why do I want you to share? It's not bragging. It is not bragging. We all know that none of us are anything. And if there's any good that comes from anything, it's because of the great God that we serve. But I ask you a question. Were you not encouraged by these people tonight? Amen. I was. I was encouraged by everyone. So, you have an opportunity not only to bless people by sharing the love of God this week, you have an opportunity to encourage others to realize, hey, it's not that hard. I just need to be a little bit deliberate in the life that I live. You see, they're going to look at you and they're going to know that they can do it too. And that's my challenge. If we're going to sow and we're going to reap, we're not going to do it from a church pew. You know what? If we're going to love people, we're not going to do it by just sitting here. We're going to have to get among people. So my challenge is bless somebody this week. Bless them. If you've got somebody in the church, bless them. If you've got somebody outside the church, bless them. If you've got a family member that needs to be blessed, bless them. But let's leave here very deliberately and intentionally looking for that opportunity to share the love of Christ. Right? Now, I want to close with this. If you're here, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want to share with you the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus went to a cross called Calvary. And He died so that you could have eternal life. I don't know about you, but I'm happy I'm going to heaven. Aren't you? I think we can amen a little stronger than that. Right? You see, I know that no matter what happens in this world, I have the peace of mind of knowing where I'm going. And if you don't have that peace of mind, beloved, you need it. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know if it's going to be good, bad, indifferent, tragedy, crisis. We don't know. But we do know this. We know who holds tomorrow. Right? If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, we're going to have a verse of invitation. I'm going to invite you. Will you come and let me share in the Word of God how to be saved? It's very simple. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You're a prayer away from salvation. Maybe you're here today and there's somebody God has laid on your heart that is very, very convicting on you. And you need to pray for God's power to leave with you. This altar's open. But let's leave here with a determination this week that we all share an act of the love of God with someone else. Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunities that You put before us. Those opportunities to sow, planting seeds, declaring Jesus as Lord, telling the world that there is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank You for that privilege. Thank You for the opportunity to love. Lord, sometimes we get so busy living, we forget why we're here. We're here to serve You. To love You with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. And to love others as ourselves. Help us, Lord, to take that Scripture with us as we go through this week. Help us to share Your love with others. Now, Lord, as we have this invitation, I pray that if there is one here who does not know You as their Savior, I pray that today, tonight, they will walk down this aisle, give their heart to You. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.